Hello and welcome to Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, how to write monsters and monstrous people in your fiction. This is a Storyworks fiction course. And I am Alita Winternheimer, your instructor here at Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. I am an author, teacher, writing coach, and editor. Amongst my published novels are The Murder in Skog Hall and Dark Corners in Skog Hall, the first two books in the Skog Hall mystery series. These are ghost story, murder mystery hybrids. So I am dealing with monsters and monstrous people both in those books. I am also the author of the Storyworks Guide to Writing Fiction series. Character and point of view are both out at this time, and who knows when you're watching this, plot, setting, and revision might be out as well. Now, in this course, we're going to take a literal approach to monsters, although the course applies to monstrous people as well. We will define monsters, examine why they're so much fun to read and write, explore the various kinds of monsters, where they come from, how they relate to hunters and prey. We'll examine the narrative structure of monster tales, discuss point of view considerations, develop your own monster, write some monster fiction, and bring your monsters to life. Now, what you're going to get out of this course, if you do all of the work, all the free writing, and, you know, pay attention, the usual classroom stuff there, you will understand the monster's role in fiction and why it's important across any genre. Monsters are not just for horror and paranormal romance. Not at all. You will know the basic structure of any monster story's plot. I'm going to give you two basic narrative structures, and off of those you can play and build and innovate and go in any direction you like. You will be able to examine and make informed decisions about point of view in your monster stories, explore sources of inspiration for your own monsters, shape a monster tale based on your personal inspiration, because what good is exploring inspiration if you don't then work with it? You will define your monster's role in the story you're going to write and his motivation. You're going to write your monster's origin tale, so you will know where that monster came from, how it came to be, and that origin tale, if it doesn't become part of your novel, it might just be a great reader magnet or spin-off. You're going to write your monster into a scenario that gets him acting and reacting with other characters, so you're really going to bring him to life and see what that backstory, the origin tale, and those motivating factors, how they shape the way he plays on the page. And this scene, who knows, it might just be pivotal to your next book. Now, to get the most out of this course, work at your own pace. You're going to have access to this course for the lifetime of Storyworks Fiction. Don't worry, that'll be a good long time. Keep your writer's journal and pen handy. You're going to be using it. Do the writing exercises as they come up in the lessons. I've designed them to build on each other, so try not to jump around. Watch the videos. You can adjust the playback speed. Download the audio and listen to it when you drive or walk. Print out the slides and use them as your notes, as cheat sheets. I have intentionally given you white backgrounds and made the slides text rich so that you can really use them as a reference tool. Use the Scary Monsters and Super Creeps workbook with the exercises in it that I've provided you. This will make doing the free writing and such easier. It gives you a place just to fill in the blanks. I want you to use the comments feature under each lecture to ask questions. I'll be checking them and giving you answers. So let's bring this community to life and interact with each other there. You can also join the Storyworks Writers Facebook group, which is a great way to connect with other writers interested in story craft. Now, coming up next, we've got Module 1, in which we're going to define a monster, why we like monsters, whether or not they're real. Now, this is a question for you to consider as an author. So it's not just, are monsters real? The types of monsters, where to begin writing monster fiction. We're going to look at an excerpt, a reading, and we'll do the first free writing exercise. I'll see you soon.